Super Tuesday turned out super for Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Both scored wins in seven states, including Massachusetts. Trump told supporters he's growing the Republican Party.
Take a look at the primary states where I've won. And just look, we've gone from X number to a much larger number. That hasn't happened to the Republican Party in many, many decades. So I think we're going to be more inclusive. I think we're going to be more unified. And I think we're going to be a much bigger party. And I think we're going to win in November.
Trump was speaking in Florida. Hillary Clinton was also in Florida and took direct aim at Donald Trump.
America prospers when we all prosper. America is strong when we're all strong. And we know we've got work to do. But that work is not to make America great again. America never stopped being great. We have to make America whole. We have to fill in.
For more on Super Tuesday and the road ahead, we're joined this morning by our political team, Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
Let's start with the Republicans in Massachusetts. Donald Trump picked up more votes than all his competitors combined. What's his dominance here and wins in six other states, Todd, say about his path forward?
Well, it doesn't say much, his results in Massachusetts, because Governor Baker pretty much conceded the state. There was no contest here. Trump was so far ahead in the polls that was a given. But in the other states, as the night wore on, Trump's night didn't look as impressive. It was predicted ahead of time, based on the polls, that Trump would win 10 of the 11 states. Instead, he won seven. He lost four. And three of the ones he won were by 3% or less. So, it's the delegates that matter. And in terms of delegates, Cruz won about as many delegates last night as Trump. So right now the delegate count is Trump 315, Cruz 205, Rubio 106.
Dan Payne.
Yeah, I would agree with Todd that Trump came out early, got some TV coverage. It seemed to go on forever. He didn't have much to say, but then again, he never has much to say. And he took some questions from the press and argued with the questioner usually. I suppose if you're a Trump supporter, you like that. But Ted Cruz did fine. He carried three states, and Rubio finally won a state in Minnesota, so he now has bragging rights or bragging right. And you know, I think the campaign will go on until you get to March 15th, when the winner take all becomes the rule in the Republican Party.
Ted Cruz's prospects, as you said, he won his home state, Texas, and Oklahoma and Alaska.
Well, the problem for Cruz going forward is that, you know, with his evangelical base, the big states coming up are not friendly to him. Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Ohio. He was supposed to sweep the South on Super Tuesday. That was Cruz's original strategy. And then, of course, it became a survival question. As Dan pointed out, you know, his winning Texas was necessary. And by the way, he didn't just win Texas. He won strongly. Again, Trump underperformed there. That was quite a blowout.
John Kasich came in second in Massachusetts. His big hope coming up is winning his home state, Ohio. Marco Rubio is behind in his home state, Florida, which is pretty quickly coming up. Trump was in Florida last night. If Rubio doesn't win Florida, his campaign is in trouble, yes?
Yes, it could even be over at that point. It's a winner-take-all state. He needs to be the clear alternative. And he did run strongly nationally, whereas Cruz was, you know, under 10% in quite a few states. Kasich needs to get out for Rubio to really be stronger, because a lot of Kasich vote will go to Rubio. And reportedly last week, Romney was urging Kasich to get out of the race.
All right, the Democrats. Hillary Clinton, the big winner overall with seven states, but Bernie Sanders won Vermont, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Minnesota. In Massachusetts, Clinton won by a narrow margin, just 20,000 votes. Are there weaknesses that Massachusetts voters and voters elsewhere see in her, Dan?
Well, I think Hillary Clinton, if you look overall at what happened yesterday, she is halfway there in terms of delegates, according to the Globe. She's on a roll, but this has happened before. She tends to coast, and then she gets into trouble. I looked at the towns that she carried. She won Boston, Brookline, Lawrence, Newton. Bernie Sanders won Amherst, Greenfield, Plymouth, college towns. So the divide continues between Clinton and Sanders on age, on geography, and, you know, so that means the race goes on. And as long as Bernie Sanders continues to raise money, I mean, he raised $42 million in February, he's going to stay in the race. There's no reason for him to drop out.
I agree with Dan. He'll stay in the race. But Massachusetts was a big win for Hillary Clinton, even though the margin wasn't that big, because this was a state that Sanders could have won, a liberal state, predominantly white, a lot of young voters, and near Vermont. And Clinton did surprisingly well, as Dan pointed out, in liberal strongholds, Brookline, Newton, Cambridge. Apparently some independents voted instead in the Republican primary instead of for Sanders. They probably vote for Kasich, and that cost him.
All right, let me ask one last question. Both Democrats received well over a quarter million more primary votes in Massachusetts than Donald Trump received here in his win. Does that suggest that there's any chance at all that Trump or any other Republican could be competitive here in November?
Yeah, there's no way a Republican is going to win Massachusetts in November. If Donald Trump is the nominee, you can take that to the bank.
Yeah, I have to agree with Dan's assessment. If it were Trump or Cruz, I think this state will be for Hillary Clinton.
Republican Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Democrat Dan Payne, thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.
For complete Massachusetts election results, go to our website, WBUR.org.